Welcome to another edition of the PlayPod podcast, where we cover all the features of the PlayPod app by TMSoft. If you haven't downloaded the app, just visit playapod.com/app to download to your iOS or Android mobile device. Today, we are going to review 10 features of the PlayPod app. Number one, episode tracking. Now, if you hopefully listened to the first show, this was the key feature that made me want to build PlayPod because I wanted to see exactly what I've listened to down to the second for each of my episodes and all of my shows. And so that was the first feature that we actually created, was getting that progress bar to display exactly what I've listened to, what I've skipped over. And as I pointed out in the first show, if I'm fumbling with my phone and I skip forward or backward, I can quickly look at the progress bar and see exactly where I left off. So that was the first feature that comes in at number one. Number two, multi-device sync. We got a ton of requests for this feature because many of you have lots of devices, whether it's Android or iOS. You wanted to be able to see all of your subscriptions, and you wanted to see what you actually listened to, where you left off of each show. All of this data gets synced between all of your devices. All you have to do is log in through the menu, verify your email address, and that'll enable multi-device sync so that all of your progress history across all your shows, your subscriptions, they'll all get synced perfectly across all your devices, making it super easy to just pick up a device and run out the door, and you'll know exactly where you left off. Number three, playlists. Being able to listen to more than one episode in sequential order. Once you subscribe to a bunch of podcasts, a bunch of different shows, you're going to see that, of course, you can dive in through individual shows and those in turn become playlists, or you can drill into the all shows view, which that in turn is a playlist which you can sequentially listen to from oldest to newest based on however you have it configured. We added some other subcategories. If you open up the menu, you're going to find that there's a new category which only shows the episodes that are new for each show. We have one for downloaded, one for favorites that you've marked. These are episodes that you have marked as favorites, which, by the way, the ones you mark as favorite, they will not be automatically deleted off the device. And we have bookmarked as well. So these are the different ways, depending on how you navigate through the app and start listening to an episode, that in turn becomes the playlist that you can proceed forward or backward through. Number four, bookmarking. This is a really cool feature that I like. Let's say you're listening to an episode and something really funny is said. You could leave a bookmark so that you can come back and find that specific part of an episode later. Now, this isn't just marking an episode as favorite. We have that feature too. Bookmarks place specific times along with your favorite episodes. So you can always go back to a certain part of the show that you really liked. I use this feature all the time if something funny was said in an episode or something that I want someone else to hear, just drop a bookmark. It's very easy to get back there. And another great thing about bookmarks is when you're scrubbing your progress bar, it'll snap to those specific time codes that you've left within the progress bar. Very cool feature. I think a lot of people will use this. Number five, push notifications. Some people love them. Some people hate them. We deliver push notifications whenever your favorite shows get new episodes. You can always disable that within your phone. And in the future, we're going to have that as part of the settings as well. But for now, whenever a new episode is available to download, we will send you a push notification to your device. Feature number six, listening offline. You know, this is a big part of what I love about podcasting is you download it once and you take it with you. Whether you're on an airplane, you don't have Wi-Fi, You'll be able to listen to any episode because it's actually on your device. You're not using your network connection. You're not burning up your data plan. So you can download on Wi-Fi and then take it with you. And that's also worth noting. There is a setting which says if you want to download over cellular or not, because nowadays that can cost money. So it's better to download what you want to listen to over your Wi-Fi network and then take it with you. You can configure that in the settings in terms of downloading over cellular or not. By default, it is off. That brings us to feature number 8, no ads. You'll find that advertising can use up your cellular data, which in turn uses up your battery. So we wanted to not include third-party ad networks as part of Playapod, so we think you'll really enjoy the experience. In the future, we hope to have some ways to help promote different podcasts within the Playapod app. But for now, there's no ads and no in-app purchases. Feature number 9, importing OPML files. We added this after we got countless requests for this feature. If you don't know what an OPML file is, it's basically an XML formatted file that just contains a list of your favorite podcasts. A lot of different podcast apps support this file format. You can export your list of podcasts and then import it into other applications. iTunes supports exporting your list of shows. And so we support opening that file, whether it's iOS. The best way to do it is just email the file to yourself and open it up, and it'll subscribe to everything listed in the OPML file. Same with Android. You can open it up and import all your favorite shows. Feature number 10, advanced configuration. We have a whole list of settings. We're adding more settings. We know a lot of our podcasters like to customize and tweak the experience, and we're going to keep adding more and more things you can do. We'll have another podcast show where we dive in deep to the settings and cover all that so that you can become experts at the Playapod app and configuring it exactly how you want it. And there you go. That's the top 10 features of Playapod. Hope you enjoyed it. Next show, we're going to cover how to navigate around the application. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join our Facebook page at facebook.com/playapod and follow us on Twitter @playapod. Thanks for listening.